to Film Friday. I'm David.
I'm Brendan.
大家好，我是 Echo.
And we always say that the movies are classics, but this week it really is.
Yeah, this is actually a rarity in a few ways. It's a monologue, whereas we usually tend to go for dialogues.
Yeah.
It is, in fact, a classic. We're not making that up. And we've all seen it.
Yes, and that is a very important point.
Yeah, I mean, frequently... Yeah.At least one of us will be telling Porky's during, during Film Friday. But no, we have in fact all seen this one.
Yeah, and it's a shorter clip because it's a monologue, but we think there are enough clues in there for you to get it.
Most definitely.
So, let's take a listen.
My 唯一的愿望就是对上帝歌唱，上帝给了我那种渴望，却又让我失声。为什么？告诉我，如果他不想让我用音乐赞美他，为什么在我心中种下渴望？
Okay, so we're back. Brendan, you were going to give us a clue.
Yeah, it's something that may actually make this difficult to understand is the creaky old man voice, but that's a clue.
Because the movie has a creepy old man.
I said creaky, actually, rather than creepy, but he's slightly creepy, especially considering the circumstances in which you first see him.
Yes.
Another clue.
Yes. Why don't we take people through this line by line, because some of it is a bit difficult.
我唯一的愿望就是对上帝歌唱。
我唯一的愿望就是对上帝歌唱。
The last word there is a big clue.
Yeah, 歌唱, which is to...
其实也不算一个 big clue, 不完全是。
But it's to sing praise.
It's related.
It's the next line.
上帝给了我那种渴望，却又让我失声。为什么？
上帝给了我那种渴望，却又让我失声。为什么？失声非常有用。
Yeah, and 渴望 is also... We had 愿望 in the last line, which is one word for a hope. And then 渴望 is like a thirst, a really strong desire to do something.
比愿望更强烈。
Yeah.
Okay.
And yet he made me...
失声。
Lose my voice.
失去声音,对。经常我们在电视上看到某某著名的这个歌唱家就失声了。
告诉我,如果他不想让我用音乐赞美他,为什么在我心中种下渴望？
告诉我，如果他不想让我用音乐赞美他，为什么在我心中种下渴望？
And 赞美 is really nice one there, and that's also to praise.
Yeah, I think that's actually the sentence that is most heavy with clues.
Yeah, I'd say that's
Echo
possibly,
doesn't want to say it.
Possibly,
she
giveaway.
Doesn't want to give away.
我不想说任何，我什么都不想说。
She didn't even want to play the clip.
Just, we're thinking of a movie.
What's the last line?
完了.
That's it?
Yeah.
This is going to be trickier than normal.
Well, no, I mean,
no,
that,
it's not.
That monologue has got
plenty
of clues.
而且这是一个非常经典的电影,大家都知道.
Yeah, I mean, we've dropped a couple of hints, and then there are hints in this. So I think people other than Imran have got a good shot of getting this.
而且你看,我们录音室里百分之百都看过.
Yeah.
Yeah.
肯定大家都看过这个电影.
True.
非常经典.
Well, we'll see.We'll see. Are we going to give people any other clues?
没有了。
I mean, as...
我们今天就到这里吧。
I guess,
大家下次见，拜拜。
I guess now that we have retired the Ed Harris joke, you know, what else is there to say? It does not star Ed Harris.
Okay. We do have one language point, which is various ways of expressing hope.
希望。
And we've got two others here, which are really useful.
愿望。渴望。
And it's nice because you have these shades of sort of meaning and intensity.
Yeah.
Where the first...
希望.
Is your standard basic hope. You know,
这是最, 最普通的。
I hope it doesn't rain.
Right? 我希望明天不下雨。
Yeah. And then you have...
愿望.
Fourth tone.
而且这个是一个名词。
Yeah. Yeah, you cannot use it as a verb.
我的愿望是能考上一个好的大学。
Right. Yeah, so it is my wish, it is my desire that I might test into a good university.
Yeah. And then the third one is fantastic.
It's the strongest by far, yeah.
渴, third tone means thirst.
Yeah.
渴望.
Yeah, and it is that kind of, it's a forceful verb.
非常非常强的希望.
Yeah, it's
非常想要.
a thirst, a burning desire
yeah.
that only this thing can quench. And this can be both a noun and a verb.
Mm-hmm. 上帝给了我那种渴望。 还有另外一句我特别喜欢的，为什么在我心中种下渴望？
Right, so why did he place this desire in my heart?
Yeah.
But you can also use it as a verb.
我渴望...
Andy Lau gets hit by a bus.
David特别喜欢刘德华。
Yeah, he's awesome. I don't know why you guys are so negative about him. Great movies.
Like the one where he...
Like Missing You, his Hong Kong office romances are fun movies.
There is, in fact, an Andy Lau distant tie-in we can bring in here, which is...
If you pull this off, I'm amazed. Go.
There was an Andy Lau movie a couple of years ago which traces his life from a very young boy to a very old man.
Mm.
And it features Andy Lau in various stages of age makeup.
Awful movie.
Yeah, of course.
I suggest people avoid that. However, he's awesome. I don't know what you guys have against Andy Lau.
I gotta say, Mandopop lets you down almost all the time. And I was at a cafe doing some work earlier today, and I kept hearing the collected works of Teresa Tang being played. You know, Deng Lijun.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot understand why she's so popular. I hate her songs.
Why?
I hate them so much. It's disgusting. Listening to her music is the auditory equivalent of like taking a can of grape soda, pouring it into a beaker, boiling off all of the mixture, and then spooning the residual sludge into your mouth.
Brennan will be running KTV Wednesday from this point on.
Anyway, no to Teresa Tang.
But yes, yes, yes to Andy Lau, especially the Hong Kong romantic comedies. See him if you can. Getting back to this movie, we've given you a couple of clues, actually.
Yeah.
It's got a creepy old man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got age makeup, like Andy Lau's film, whatever it was called.
Yes.
I mean, come on, that was nice. Credit where credit's due. That was a nice
That was tie-in. Very nice. And anyway, we'll see if people can get it.
Yeah. And if you think you've got it,
Echo.
别忘了给我写信到 echo@popupchinese.com. 而且如果你赢了我们每周的奖品，我们会有 pop-up T-shirt.
Yeah, these are
非常酷的,
and a limited edition. So get them now.
It's a limited edition.
You're looking at the store right here. We've been mailing them out.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Jeez, I should grab another couple fistfuls.
So get your guesses into Echo, and we hope to hear from you. And we really hope you enjoy the podcast.
Have fun.
Okay. Take care.
下次见.
See ya.